A half hour later, Adam had managed to coax the mare into a jolting trot and was just beginning to wonder if his fingers were completely frozen when he caught sight of glowing lights. Thank God. He wanted Grand-mère out of that carriage and in front of a roaring fire as soon as possible. Stone pillars marked a drive, which was a good sign, a country residence of some standing then. He turned the mare's head, and they made their way down a winding approach that might have been scenic. At the moment, he could see naught but the blinding snow and the growing glow of those lights. The drive ended abruptly before a massive mansion. Lovely. Hopefully he hadn't seduced the country squire's wife in London during his rather checkered past. Or at least, if he had, he hoped the country squire wasn't aware of it. Adam dismounted his gallant steed with less grace than usual, owing to the fact that his feet appeared to have turned to ice, and climbed the front steps. He pounded on the door, and continued pounding until it was opened by a coldly unwelcoming face.